The one thing we've got on our side is that you know who doesn't know we're moving you tonight. We've leaked a fake trail to the ministry. They think you're not leaving until the 30th. However, this is you know who we're dealing with, so we can't just rely on him getting the date wrong. He's bound to have a couple of Death Eaters patrolling the skies in this general area, just in case. So, we've given a dozen different houses every protection we can throw at them. They all look like they could be the place we're going to hide you. They've all got some connection with the Order. My house, Kingsley's place, Molly's Auntie Muriel's, you get the idea.
Yeah, said Harry, not entirely truthfully because he could still spot a gaping hole in the plan.
You'll be going to Tonks, parents. Once you're within the boundaries of the protective enchantments we've put on their house, you'll be able to use a portkey to the burrow. Any questions?
Yes, said Harry. Maybe they won't know which of the 12 secure houses I'm heading for at first, but won't it be sort of obvious once... He performed a quick head count. 14 of us fly off toward Tonks' parents?
Ah, said Moody. I forgot to mention the key point. 14 of us won't be flying to Tonks' parents. There will be 7 Harry Potters moving through the skies tonight, each of them with a companion, each pair heading for a different safe house.
From inside his cloak, Moody now withdrew a flask of what looked like mud. There was no need for him to say another word. Harry understood the rest of the plan immediately.
No, he said loudly, his voice ringing through the kitchen. No way!
I told them you'd take it like this, said Hermione with a hint of complacency.
If you think I'm going to let 6 people risk their lives
because it's the first time for all of us, said Ron, this is different. Pretending to be me.
Well, none of us really fancy it, Harry, said Fred earnestly. Imagine if something went wrong and we were stuck as specky, scrawny gits forever.
Harry did not smile.
You can't do it if I don't cooperate. You need me to give you some hair.
Well, that's that plan scuppered, said George. Obviously, there's no chance at all of us getting a bit of your hair unless you cooperate.
Yeah, 13 of us against 1 bloke who's not allowed to use magic. We've got no chance, said Fred.
Funny, said Harry. Really amusing.
If it has to come to force, then it will,
growled Moody, his magical eye now quivering a little in its socket as he glared at Harry.
Everyone here's overage, Potter, and they're all prepared to take the risk.
Mundungus shrugged and grimaced. The magical eye swerved sideways to glare at him out of the side of Moody's head.
Let's have no more arguments. Time's wearing on. I want a few of your hairs, boy, now.
But this is mad. There's no need.
No need, snarled Moody. With you-know-who out there and half the ministry on his side. Potter, if we're lucky, he'll have swallowed the fake bait and he'll be planning to ambush you on the 30th. But he'd be mad not to have a Death Eater or two keeping an eye out. It's what I'd do. They might not be able to get at you or this house while your mother's charm holds, but it's about to break, and they know the rough position of the place. Our only chance is to use decoys. Even you-know-who can't split himself into 7.
Harry caught Hermione's eye and looked away at once.
So, Potter, some of your hair, if you please.
Harry glanced at Ron, who grimaced at him in a just-do-it sort of way.
Now!
Barked Moody. With all of their eyes upon him, Harry reached up to the top of his head, grabbed a hank of hair and pulled.
Good, said Moody, limping forward as he pulled the stopper out of the flask of potion. Straight in here, if you please.
Harry dropped the hair into the mud-like liquid. The moment it made contact with its surface, the potion began to froth and smoke. Then, all at once, it turned a clear, bright gold.
Oh, you look much tastier than Crab and Goyle, Harry, said Hermione, before catching sight of Ron's raised eyebrows, blushing slightly and saying, Oh, you know what I mean. Goyle's potion looked like bogies.
Right then, fake Potters line up over here, please, said Moody.
Ron, Hermione, Fred, George, and Fleur lined up in front of Aunt Petunia's gleaming sink.